I would like to return very briefly to the word that has been read here. Whose heart is burning today? Here are brothers again. Brother Rus has politely announced it. We really want to do this so that brothers whose hearts are burning can give a brief testimony. Who has been blessed by the weekend? Whatever it is, we want everyone to feel free. None of us can preach, but we can all give a testimony. And whoever starts preaching will be made aware not to do so. Yes. I'll just come back very briefly to the word that was read. And I must honestly confess to you that although I have to leave the house at 6 a.m. tomorrow, I haven't even packed my suitcase yet. I still had to write the English circular letter today. And you can hardly imagine all the thoughts that come to mind on the last day. But the night is long enough so that I can still get some things done. How happy and grateful we can be that we didn't live our lives for ourselves, that we didn't spend the time for ourselves, but for the one who loved us, who means everything to us. We were together briefly today and were able to say to one another, God's word has become more precious to us than ever before. And we have already said this here, whether we read the Holy Scriptures, whether we read the sermons, it becomes new, it becomes alive. You can feel that you are part of the kingdom of God. You not only come to know what God has done, but you can now witness what He is doing. The word that was read was very important, and perhaps we all need to remember it forever. There is always a right way and a wrong way of everything. Even the way of confessing sin, it can be done biblical and unbiblical. And if we read the Holy Scriptures carefully, then there is a confession that happens before God in the closet. And then there is a second confession of guilt. As Zacchaeus said, where I have betrayed someone, I restore him fourfold. So there is this way of God with His people. A Catholic confession is satanic, belongs to the Roman Catholic Church, and does not hand over people to God, but to the devil. And this must be made very clear. But if, as in the book of Acts, sorcery was practiced in public, then this must be publicly exposed. And not only that, then even the magic books must be brought together and a great fire must be lit. All in the correct biblical order. And then the blessing of God rests on it. David said, I confessed my sin to you, and then you forgave me. And God forgives completely and totally. And we have basically made ourselves guilty towards God by transgressing His word. And we know the one who took all our guilt upon Himself and was made sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. These are all biblical truths and facts that we can believe. And if a person, as I have said before, works all his life for his salvation and starts over and over again, when will he stop? On his deathbed. On your deathbed, you will realize that you have wasted all this time. One must recognize in life, by the grace of God, by divine revelation, that Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and that in Him we have been justified before God once for all. For those whom He called, He also justified. Is that what it says in Romans 8? That's what it says for me. Can we believe it like that? And what does Brother Branham say? Justified means to be set before the face of God as if nothing had ever happened. Have we understood that? Set before the face of God as if nothing had ever been. He has taken it away. And we must accept it in faith. But this too, like the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of the seals, and everything in the kingdom of God, is based on revelation. Whoever sees Jesus on the cross in faith will be saved at that very hour, as the song goes. But it must become a living revelation of God for him that stands before him as a fact and penetrates him. And from that moment on, we have assurance of faith and salvation. And then we can accept every word of God as true and let it stand as it is written, whom he justified, them he also glorified. We believe in a whole, in a perfect, in a finished work of redemption, to which we can add nothing, which God has done for us in Christ. We come, we accept it, and that bows us deeply before the face of God, that we have been taken out of Satan's spell and pardoned, and that our sin has been forgiven. And let us accept this in faith by the grace of God. And because it is so, that we are still on earth, and that this or that can happen to one or the other, therefore it is written that we have a faithful high priest who entered into the holy place with his own blood to intercede for us. If anything happens today, the blood is on the mercy seat, and the Lord is high priest, interceding for everyone who is under the forgiving grace of God. And we are also grateful for this. This too we have to believe as a divine fact. If we do not, we are in unbelief and thereby dishonor God, because we cannot accept what he has accomplished for us. Let us thank him for the work he has done. Let me read the two passages from the seals book. As I said, we are all waiting for it. It is a topic that, God willing, we will go through at the end of the year. There must be total clarity in everything. This is about what Brother Branham said. At the end of the Pentecostal age, we are supposed to receive, according to the Word of God, as God helped me tonight to show you that we are to see, receive a messenger that will take all those loose ends out there and reveal the whole secret of God for the rapturing of the church. So far, so good. That is quite clear. There is no question about it. We believe with all our hearts that God will allow something to happen in the bride church. Yes, that He will do it Himself, so that we will receive the last thing we need to go up into glory. Nobody is against this. On the contrary, we are waiting for it. But if this and that and something else in human interpretations is declared to be this mighty thing through which the rapturing faith is to come, then one must be honest enough to say, everything that has been brought so far in terms of thunder and mysteries has not conveyed this rapturing faith to anyone. On the contrary, everything has gone haywire. When God does something, it will be something unifying, something healing. It will be balm. It will make the church one heart and one soul. For just as it was in the beginning, so it must and will be in the end. So when it is said in connection with this, that God will do something mighty to bring about the rapturing faith, then we all say yes and amen. But then it should also be God's doing. Amen. Then it should be the doing of God. And if it's the doing of God, we are all in. From the first to the last, we are all in. But not in the back and forth. Not in what is going on. No. We want to be there when God does it. And you realize that it's all about the rapturing faith, about the gathering of the bride and bringing about the rapturing faith. 100% of all those with whom God made the covenant on Calvary and who are under the blood of the Lamb will be sealed with the Holy Spirit. They will receive the quickening power before the rapture, before the transformation, because only through it can they be transformed and then raptured. But this is not a theater that we are putting on. These are not teachings that we are spreading. This will be God's intervention. Does everyone believe it? I believe it. This will be God's doing in our midst, in the life of the church. The bride has not yet experienced a revival. There has been no revival there yet, no revelation of God. to shake the bride awake. We are waiting for it. Now, notice, she was dead. Here too, we don't need to interpret anything or make anything special out of it. All that is being said here is that the bride has not yet experienced her revival. We have been called together. We have been taught, and we are grateful for that. We have experienced God in part, but we have not yet experienced a true revival wrought by the Spirit of God. And when it is said here, the bride has not yet experienced a revival, then we have to say yes, but we have experienced grace, we have experienced forgiveness, and we have experienced many things by the grace of God. But we have not yet experienced this final, mighty revival that leads to the transformation and resurrection of those who have gone home and to the rapture. But we will experience it when the hour of God has come. There has not yet been a revival there. No revelation from God to shake the bride awake. When God gives this revelation that we are talking about here, it will be such a shaking up from God, not from a man, but from God. And Brother Branham says, we are waiting for it. And so am I. That's what I'm waiting for what God will do. And as surely as He has given teaching, He will surely gather His people and let us experience it. Be that as it may, we will go through these passages at the appropriate time. We would prefer to experience immediately what God has promised, that we would also experience the things that Brother Branham saw, that people who did not have limbs and who then grew anew in an instant, that the power of God was so mighty that these people, when they were questioned, could not say anything at all. What was known was, they went in blind, they came out seeing, they went in crippled, they came out healed. It will be an act of God at that moment and in that period of time. But it will be the last, really, at the very end, that will happen. What matters now is that we don't commit ourselves to a specific time, but leave it to the Lord. Because our Savior said when He walked on earth, even the Son of Man and the angels in heaven do not know the time, but only the Father. Who are we to want to set times? But He knows the time and the hour. He knows the day. He knows everything. And that is enough for us. Why should we worry about things that are the absolute responsibility of God? We already have enough to worry about. Me at least. Let us leave to God what is up to Him, and He will do it in His own time. I believe it. He has never broken one word, never made a promise unless He has fulfilled it. And so we believe it to the end. He keeps His promises. Believe believe always, as the song goes. We believe that we will come from believing unto seeing. And by the grace of God, we go forward in the name of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, with all my heart, I thank you for your precious and holy word, for every promise that has proceeded from your mouth, for the full salvation, forgiveness, redemption, for the grace that has been granted to us, for eternal life that you have given us, for the revelation of your name, of your word and your will, for the revelation of the mysteries of your eternal plan of salvation, for the opening and anointing of our eyes, so that we may recognize the time and hour in which we live. Lord, we wait for you, and we know that you will finish what you have started. Even today, we feel your presence. Hallelujah. You are present. You have spoken to us. You have strengthened our faith. You lift us up. I thank you for that. Bless my beloved brothers and sisters. In the meantime, bless my brothers who come to the front to preach your word. Anoint them and anoint me. Let this journey also be a blessing for many. Faithful God, that the last may be called out. To you, the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our God, we give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.